Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Donald Trump's what we learned from Trump's surprisingly good day at the Supreme Court. Why was it surprising? Because the media, the first charge was this is completely frivolous. They should never listen to it. The Supreme Court yesterday, maybe even one of the liberal judges, might, I've read in several commentaries based upon what they said yesterday, sign off on this. They educated America yesterday, for once. In that, what I see happening here is they made this not about Trump, and just the election. They saw this as serious, getting at the future. Gorsuch said that. It's about the future. It's about future presidents. It's about Biden or Trump the next time around. In other words, what certitude do they have that some punk like Alvin Bragg or a bunch of them at some Democrat stronghold, Larry Krasner could be one, is going to jump in there and try to punish and or stop a future Republican nominee for president?
I know a lush when I see one, and you're a lush.
So, that's why it's a big day. Now, you heard yesterday, and nobody attacked me, so you must agree, I would assume, that I wasn't on board with the Trump's attorneys, whatever the strategy was, essentially saying absolute immunity. Supreme Court's not going to go about that. They find this a really interesting thing because it comes down to, obviously, in his official acts, the president should have official immunity. Here's one headline to give you an example of that Kavanaugh brought up yesterday. The headline, Biden's Department of Justice argued before the Supreme Court that droning American citizens is permissible. Remember that? One was, I even agreed with Obama on that. Rand Paul did not. It was one of those phony sheiks or Muslim leaders that happened to be an American citizen in Virginia who got droned. So is it permissible? Because Obama's DOJ said it was, Kavanaugh asked, whereas questioning election results isn't okay because the government also says it's not okay. Isn't that where the issue is here? In other words, what specific actions did Trump take that a lower court should look at and tell us whether or not those are within the parameters of what he's protected from criminally? That's what's going to happen here. You know it and I know it. They're going to kick this back to the lower court and they want them to drill down and tell us exactly in their ruling, what acts did he commit that should not be permitted? And it's supposed to be a roadmap for future presidents and all this, criminally. We know about the civil actions, and we know why the founders were correct about that. We don't want presidents to be sued when they're out of office constantly. We don't want them to have 1,000 lawyers looking over their shoulder with every decision. That's what impeachment's for. But this is a fascinating area here. So what did Trump do explicitly? The broader point is arguing, you know, this gets at the whole thing they're going to try to prove, which is, well, you know, Trump knew that he lost. This was all a fraud. It was all a lie. So that makes anything that he did here criminal. He was committing fraud by all these people. Now, are there actions they could look at here that a lower court could look at all the way up to the Supreme Court of what he may have done? Sure, sure. Let's name them, though. The left never likes to be specific. So all they did at the lower court level, I told you yesterday, this sweeping thing from Jack Smith and the appeals court. Nope, we say so. That makes it so that you can continue with this on these criminal activities. And several justices brought up, particularly Roberts, well, what is your legal standing here? How do you know that? How are we going down that path that you can come up with this? That's what's in question. So, yes, it was a good day yesterday for Trump, and it was a good day for America. This was high-level stuff. Of course, they're saying Alito handed in his black robes for a MAGA hat. They don't like Alito. You know why? Because I think Alito is the most brilliant of all. They don't like him, and that's one of the reasons I don't like George W. Bush and haven't for quite a while. That clownish attempt to put his real estate in versus this guy. Just imagine the difference in America if George W. Bush had gotten his way. Alito's a real deal. And he's a killer in these oral arguments. But most of the judges were on board with this. And as I said, even Sotomayor might sign off in some way, shape, or form based upon yesterday, even though she differed with Alito. So how are you feeling today after hearing this? What this is going to do? The practical impact is delay this till after the election, the Jack Smith case. But the bigger impact is trying to establish what we want in a president as far as power. In other words, we don't want a king, whether it's Trump, Biden, whoever it is, doesn't matter. We also don't want them to fear all these people coming at them. Now, the government, led by the solicitor, they seem to be saying, the subtext is, well, we're only doing it because it's Trump. No normal president would have to worry about this. That's almost exactly what got said yesterday. So it's big time stuff definitively from this. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. In fact, here's cut 11, Dan. Here's exactly what John Roberts, of all people, said yesterday about the idea that you can't do that. Oh, my God. Well, I guess you can. You are.
That was you yesterday, actually. Yeah. I had that up backwards. Sorry about that.
You are saying that this is something that's a fact because you say it's a fact. That's not jurisprudence. You're a hack court, is what he's saying. Here's Roberts.
The allegations have to be presented to a grand jury, which votes upon the indictment.
Well, that's what I mean, shortly after that statement in the court, that court's opinion, that's what they said. But there's no reason to worry because the prosecutor will act in good faith. And there's no reason to worry because a grand jury will have returned the indictment. Now, you know how easy it is in many cases for a prosecutor to get a grand jury to bring an indictment, and reliance on the good faith of the prosecutor may not be enough in the some cases. I'm not suggesting here. So if it's tautological, and those are the only protections that the Court of Appeals below gave, and that is no longer your position, you're not defending that position, why shouldn't we either send it back to the Court of Appeals or issue an opinion making clear that that's not the law?
Well, I am defending the Court of Appeals judgment, and I do think that there are layered safeguards that the court can take into account that will ameliorate concerns about unduly chilling presidential conduct. That concerns us. We are not endorsing a regime that we think would expose former presidents to criminal prosecution in bad faith, for political animus, without adequate evidence. A politically driven prosecution would violate the Constitution under Waite versus United States. It's not something within the arsenal of prosecutors to do. Prosecutors take an oath. The attorney general takes an oath.
All right. They weren't having any of that. They definitely were not yesterday. So big case, educate America. The bottom line of what's going to happen here is this is going to be delayed. It'll be a tell if they release it the very last day in June, or I think sometimes they release things bleeding into July. If they do that, Smith is still going to try to then go after Alan Dershowitz, who might be on the show on Monday. Dershowitz on last night said, I don't want to give him any ideas. He still may go and try to prosecute this very quickly and be arguing official acts and with the kangaroo courts in Washington, who knows. But the betting odds are this will not come up before the election. So who wins in this? Biden saying, if you want to convict Trump, you have to elect me. And Trump saying, if you want to preserve the presidency and not have future presidents worry, then you have to elect me. That's what the stakes are. We've never seen anything quite like this, but that's what they boil down to. So that was a big, big day yesterday. Coney Barrett even said, and I wrote this one down, there certainly, to the solicitor, there should be immunity from these DAs and these state charges, right? That's essentially the thrust of what she was about. You see what she's doing there? She's saying, look at this Alvin Bragg. You know, if the president did something substantially criminal, don't you think at the federal level is where that belongs? And I referenced Obama. That did come up, that tip of the hat to Kavanaugh saying, well, you're telling me that President Obama shouldn't have been looked at criminally. He did kill four American citizens with drone attacks, and one of them was with intentionality. Now, I supported them. I don't know about you then. I remember Rand Paul was one of the people that did not. So I'm consistent on this. I think we have to give the presidents wide berth on this stuff. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get in. Coming up, couple of local stories. Wait until you hear these. One in Gloucester Township of a Target employee who went after three women who casually came into the store with a shopping cart, loaded it up, and then walked out and stopped them. And I have a lot more details on what happened in that Delaware County shoplifting and state police chase. It's much bigger. Seven people involved, and guess where they all were residents of? Where were those seven people out there, all the way out there in Concord Township, residents of? Ah, Philadelphia. Who would have guessed it? 116, 117, the two females, one pregnant. Just an amazing story. But there's a backdrop to why the state police undercover guy initially tried to stop them before they got out of the area near Lululemon. We'll get into that in this Target story. Side question today, though, is a great one. Yesterday, we had Linda Kearns on, and Linda Kearns, big-time attorney, did not know that I was also an attorney. Well, never passed the bar, but, you know, everything else was in play. And on Twitter, she said, well, I wonder if Dom would like to do a moot court to see what it's really like. So the thing we'd like to know is, what is it that we should debate in a moot court kind of setting? Miranda rights? Probably not. That's too much paperwork, not enough fun. That's the side question today. I'm going to take, is it gravy or is it sauce?
Oh, yeah, I got to take that one off.
Yeah, I'm going to take that one off the board. Dan, what's yours?
I got a couple of them, Dom. How about chili? That's the one I always go to. It's chili is soup.
Yes.
Super.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Strike this out of court. Take that to John Roberts.
Chili is indeed a soup. It's not a dish on its own. I hate that it's become some kind of topping or It has its own place on the appetizer menu. It should be under the soup section. It is a soup.
Can you see the Supreme Court justices going back and forth on that, Dan Cavett? Oh, I'd like to get me some chili right now.
Chili is a soup.
Okay.
How about backing in versus pulling into a parking space?
Now, that would be good. We might be able to cite various state statutes and other things. That is a great one.
And finally, I don't know who's going to take what side, because I think you guys might be both on this side, but maybe it's a special guest appearance for me arguing for New Jerseyans. How about pumping your own gas?
That's a
pumped
good
one.
Yeah, we'll have to ask Linda Kearns which one she would accede to. Realize she's coming into uncharted territory here. All right, so that's a side question today. What would be a good question to debate with her? And think about it. You know, we're not in a court.
Coke versus Pepsi.
Yeah, we might end up in a courtroom. I'd love to film it from there. That would be a hoot. Play some of it on the air. Actually have a real judge, you know, or Seamus McCaffrey.
Is Linda into sports?
I don't know
if she is. I think she would be a great person to debate the viability of the NFL draft.
I'll get to that a little bit later. And also the cheering last night at the Sixers game. I'll give you that coming up. But Linda Kearns, this would be a lot of fun. We already have three people that said they'd like to be a judge. You can submit your credentials. We probably have retired judges out there or active judges. Look, Dan, I know Sammy Alito. I think if he's not doing anything here, swatting these people away.
I don't think he has better things to do than judge whether or not chili's a soup.
Can you imagine if Alito did it? The national headlines? I mean, we made headlines when he predicted the Phillies would win a certain number of games. And the next year, he said they did, even though they were one short. He overruled the umpires. They made a bad decision. He said they had 96, even though the record said 95. He actually said that on the show. So I think I could get him to have a little bit of fun about chili being a soup.
Do we need two sides to the debate, or can it be something like, what's the best soup of all time?
Sure.
Yeah?
Whatever.
What would you argue? Minestrone?
Yeah, probably.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I would. Yeah. I have to. Manhattan clam chowder.
Better than. Come on. Yeah, Manhattan versus New England clam chowder.
No, Captain Chuckie's.
Pasta fajoule?
No, Captain Chuckie's crab. Oh, yes. Yeah. There you go. That's it.
Yeah.
All right. That's illegal. You can't be using a sponsor in it. That's not a sponsor. That's a soup. All right.
Well, if Captain Chuckie's wants to launch a French onion soup, I will be very supportive of that.
Okay. So hit us with that. Have a little bit of fun with it. It's a fun thing. That's what the side question is. A little bit of thought on this. We'll see what Linda agrees to. She's a good sport. I'm sure she will. And we'll have a little bit of fun doing it.
MangleMush, youtube.com/@1210WPHG. One of the regulars over there. Please go join the conversation. Like and subscribe to the YouTube channel. Memphis or Texas barbecue? A lot of people in Carolina right now.
Okay, I'm going to have trouble with that given the vegetarian status.
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
I may have to strike that one down. They don't have standing. No, we'll consider anything for the winner today. 855-839-1210. I left 100 of them still out there that could work. So don't be too particular. Go with something that's fun. Also, give me a response. Good day, bad day yesterday. I think a great day. For the country. That's right. For the country. That's the bottom line. Not just for Trump. That's what these judges were looking at. And they're exactly right. This guy, Jack Smith, trying to bulldoze this through, and that Court of Appeals kangaroo court in Washington are out of line, is what they're saying. This should go back to the lower court and then tell us specifically what just by challenging the election, Trump shouldn't be up as a criminal. That's essentially what they're saying. Now, could he be? Could there be an act that a president might take in there that would not be an official act? Yes. But I think they're saying the arrow points toward you got to give a lot of birth to it. That's what they're saying. How great is it?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Eminem, I'll take that debate. Dom Giordano show.
This so, you getting ready before the debate, though?
Yeah, that's exactly
Mom's
right.
Mom's spaghetti on the sweater?
Yeah, I have to come out and just... Now, we have to do a weigh-in with Linda Kearns. We have to do a stare-down.
A large press conference.
Large press conference. Yeah. You know, we both put the fist next to each other like they do. Sure, do it. Come on. All right. She's been through worse. All right. That's a side question. Hit on that. Don't take the let the good ones go by. We got some of them out there. Moot court debate with Linda Kearns, who's quite an accomplished attorney. Oh, man. The stuff that we get into for the show. 855-839-1210. Great day yesterday, and great day for America. Not just for Trump. This was educational. They unveiled a lot here. All right, speaking of unveiling, Axios, which is usually very pro-Biden, they have the scoop. They noticed something, and I commend them. I noticed it too, but I didn't look at it in quite the detail that they did. Biden now walking to Marine One, the presidential helicopter, walking and then walking back, mainly walking toward it. Have you noticed what he's doing now? He's walking with a bunch of aides. And in the framing of the pictures and all that, Dan, you see 8 to 10 people, and he's sort of in the middle. They're like screening him. You know why they're doing that? How bad the walk looks to the helicopter.
Yeah.
So now he's got sneakers on, not shoes. Now he has to go up the kid step ramp to get on the plane. And now just to walk to Marine One, they're surrounding him with a phalanx of aides. I don't even know if the aides get on. They're all carrying bags and all. They look like they have a lot of papers, right? And they get on. Or do they? Or do they walk back? Apparently, some of them kind of meander off so that nobody gets what's up, that they're trying to surround him with people. So it doesn't look that bad. Now, how you walk to a plane, but I mean, it's just another determinant of what we're dealing with here with Biden. Also, what we're dealing with the Secret Service, here is Ron Kessler. I've had him on the show. He was with Waters last night, Dan. Cut 8. And Kessler talking about the fact that allegedly two of the Secret Service assigned to Vice President Harris got into a fight and were throwing, well, tampons at each other. Hard to believe. Secret Service? You want these people protecting you? And you're going to hear them make the point.
What the heck is going on, man?
Who hired these people? Is this DEI? Sure it is, even with the Secret Service. You know, where the only place, let me see if I can make this case. The only place that I can think of right now, I think the Secret Service is compromised, that it's not the best and the brightest necessarily. I think they have affirmative action, DEI and all that, and that's what this tampon thing and the cocaine's about. Last night we saw the NFL draft, stuff like that. Okay. You can make the argument when it comes to winning. Now, they'll play ball. They'll do anything they have to do, the NFL, to curry favor as appearing to be DEI. But when it comes to just what each team has to do, look at the drafting, etc. Pro sports might be the last place where it's just win, baby, win. And that means, you know, determining can you get a criminal and play him long enough so that he'll be valuable. That's what they're going to do. How many other walks of life have not been compromised? The Secret Service is compromised, is what I'm saying. Listen to Kessler with Jesse Waters talking about these, who knows, female agents for Kamala Harris.
She just as could have, just as well could have attacked Kamala Harris.
Yeah, I mean, it could have gotten a lot worse. You're right. And this woman, Cheadle, who's running the Secret Service, this is the same woman that hired this woman. This is the same woman that kind of covered up the cocaine in the White House, isn't she?
Well, I don't know about that, but I think that's still up for grabs. And I don't see an indication of that. But you are right that she is a problem because she ignored the fact that 24 times Biden's dog had bitten Secret Service agents over a period of almost a year. Now, I understand that she did talk to Biden about it. Biden blamed the agents, which is typical Biden. You know, he blames the secret, the supermarkets for inflation. But she should have said, she should have stood up to him and said, you know, we cannot provide protection to you if we're going to be under constant threat. That's what she should have done. And she never did.
All right. So apparently these two female agents throwing tampons in one report. You can't make this stuff up. This is the Secret Service. They're supposed to be protecting lives. They're supposed to be taking a bullet. So you look at the NFL draft last night, and as much as I have issues with that, I don't with the fact this is the one area of life that I can point to. The Navy SEALs, they still seem to be another, but someday, some way, one of these people, like the woman running the Secret Service, will get in there, get in charge of this, and suddenly the Navy SEALs will not be the Navy SEALs. And America craves greatness, where it's one thing, your ability, results. That's all that we want. And there's very, very few of those that are left. All right, so it's 855. Now, I mean, if the NFL were up to me, Dan, you know my thoughts on this, I'd have to go to the world of soccer if I really wanted. They're better. Because, as I understand it, I think it's true. Shows have been based on this. If you're on certain tiers of the top Premier League and you're the last place team, you get kicked out and you go to AAA, right?
Oh, yeah, that's relegation. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. But we don't have a secondary league here to bounce off of. I mean, what are you going to pull players from the, United Football League now?
I don't care. I just think I think soccer has it.
The Birmingham team gets to replace Cleveland Browns.
I think that's a sign of capitalism versus socialism. So the practicalities of it, I'm saying in theory, though, soccer has it right.
It's interesting. Like if you were to open that, yeah, if you had these smaller market teams now with the UFL, if there was no draft and we based it solely. So how soccer does it in Europe, once a player is a free agent, he can sign with anyone he darn well wants to. Even if he wants to go to the third, highest league, if he wants to elevate some lower team and take some money from a lesser club and try to get his team promoted, he can do that. It's an interesting concept, Dom. I got to give it to you.
I mean, the relegation is
it's promotion
thing.
Relegation. Yeah, it's you're either promoted from the lower leagues or you're relegated if you're in the higher league and have one of the worst records.
And what it does is it forces a team with an owner who doesn't want to spend or do whatever that they're going to kick them out. You can't be bad. You get out. I don't know who the worst team in the NFL has been over the last 20 years.
But then you have the flip side of the things where you have something like the MLB, which already has this system in place. Well, they're still a draft in the MLB, but it's more open. But then you have the Oakland A's, who's just not held accountable whatsoever for not caring about, building a team or anything at this point.
I
hate to say, you're kind of winning me over just a tad bit here.
All right, I know.
But no, last night, I can't wait for tonight, too, round two. It's going to be great. It's so much fun to watch the draft and see where these kids end up. And it's the greatest day for a lot of these guys' lives. And
oh, boy. Until they're told they're going to Buffalo.
No, even if they're going to Buffalo, they're still making not second round, but millions of dollars, right? Per year?
Well, I'm sure, but I'd like to make $1 million and be in Philadelphia. Dom, Miami drafted you. I'm not going. I want to be in Philadelphia.
Well, be careful what you wish for. I mean, I, as much as I love Philadelphia, are we that hot of a destination
for me, it
just
is.
As a city in general?
I'm trying to make the point, though, that there's certain motivations that each individual has. And mine is always to be in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't imagine being
Well, you would
in
hope that would be for Villanova, grads too, to end up in Philadelphia.
Right. Well, to that point, last night, several people, Nick Cale, I saw him on Twitter first. I was watching the Sixers last night. It was nuts. and hearing the cheers when the Knicks did pretty well. All right? Ridiculous. And was that due to the fact that it's mainly because they were cheering the Villanova players? I told Ro, I just think these are phony fans. And I'm not a big fan of Villanova, the main line, that whole crew. Why were they cheering? If you were watching the Sixers last night.
You think they were like almost like Russian agents? They were here buying tickets. But what I'm hearing a lot of, though, is that Sixers, Philadelphians, especially ones that graduated from Villanova, they don't like the ownership. They don't like the leadership, Josh Harris. They don't like what the team's become. They've been disappointed year after year, so they're almost jumping ship as Villanova grads to go support their former alumni that essentially makes up the entirety of the Knicks starting lineup.
Yeah, well, it's ridiculous.
It is.
I mean, yeah. Here's Charles Barkley.
Why were there? Yeah.
Here's Charles Barkley.
Yeah.
Cut 10, bringing that up last night, disgusted at what he was hearing at the Sixers game. Who are these people?
What don't you like?
I'm disgusted.
Disgusted at what?
All those Knicks fans there. This Philadelphia is a...
100 miles. It's 100 miles away.
I don't give a damn. We're the Philadelphia 76ers. You can't have them people in your building making all that noise.
It sounds like a home game for New York.
It does.
Yeah.
It really sounds like a home game for the Knicks. I am so disappointed.
Well, you guys have to stop.
I guarantee you, them people in New York wouldn't sell Sixers tickets.
Well, people come on, money. Man. You can't afford them for putting their money on Ticketmaster. No.
Well, the thing is, I don't think it would happen at an Eagles game. You wouldn't see it. Okay. Phone lines. Good day for America yesterday. That's what I'm saying. Give us something for the moot court. If you're the winner, we may even use it. 855-839-1210. We're going to talk with Jeff Van Drew at 2 o'clock today. A lot is happening around the big Trump event. But coming up, I want to get into these two stories of retail theft. One with a happy ending, the other not so much, and tell you that Penn, the little kitties over at Penn are going wild out there now in their tents, and they're being backed up by the acting presidente of Penn, saying we will ensure their safety. We want it to be a safe zone. Instead of saying, hey, clowns, get off the grass. Now, this is when we need a guy that says, get off the grass. Get off the campus green here. What the hell are you doing here? Look at yourself. All right, 855-839-1210, and a George Washington University demonstrator, who apparently is a professor, holds up a sign that says the final solution. And you know what the final solution is. That's the language used for the Holocaust. That's the Hitlerian directive. This is the final solution. Now, he certainly has freedom of speech in America to go around babbling about the final solution. The point is, though, college campuses and being in the college and being a professor, they have their own rules. What are they going to do with this guy? So, again, I support him. He wants to say final solution. Let's just identify him so everybody can see who he is. But on a college campus with a professor, is that within their guidelines? Final solution now. 855-839-1210. And there are mounting protests of people that support Israel, many of them Jewish in New York, who are dwarfing the other protesters today. That's good to see. We need to see more of that here. Retail theft. We've talked about this, how this enrages people. Well, a New Jersey Target employee, Dan's trying to contact the Gloucester County Police. They put out a directive saying that a sharp-eyed Target employee at the store in Gloucester Township spotted three women attempting to leave. They just took a shopping cart. I'm watching a video. They just filled up a shopping cart, and the three of them are walking out, pushing a shopping cart right in front of them out of the Target. He sprang into action, noticing the three women going out of the store without paying for their cart full of items. They were valued at $581.29. The incident happened at approximately 5:30 p.m. on Monday. They nearly got away with the merchandise before he stopped them. The video showed one of the suspects heading in the store parking a silver Jeep SUV. There you go, right? With an unknown temporary license plate, Dan, probably Delaware again. Driving equity. What are the odds these people are from Philadelphia?
I'd take that bet.
Yep.
Yeah.
The two suspects were seen approaching the register, appearing to head toward the register, but then headed to exit without paying. All three gathered merchandise, added it to the cart. After they ran past, they're still putting merchandise in it. And this guy got them. Now, you know what I'm interested in with this. I want to see what happens with this Target employee. It's going to be employee of the year, I would think. Right? Let's see what Target does, though. Let's follow and see if they're protective of this employee or not. Now, the Lululemon one with seven people from Philadelphia that we told you about the other day that go 110 miles an hour on the right shoulder, bypassing cars and then crash into an abutment. Four killed, one of them 17 and pregnant. One of them on Twitter, a couple of crime sites put up the apparent arrest record. Dan, Larry Krasner of Philadelphia is out. The Delaware, state trooper was undercover, Concord Township, stopped them because one of them looked like a person who had robbed Lululemon before. He noticed it because they stopped at a stop sign for a very long time, casing the area. When he approached the vehicle, they took off and so did he. The dead were identified all from Philadelphia. An emergency C-section was performed on the mother and child were pronounced dead. Three are still in hospitals, non-life-threatening. The parts that got me here about this crew, they're in a Taurus, seven of them. The vehicle remained at a stop sign for a significant period of time before parking in a location away from the retail stores. The vehicle was observed to have a tinted front windshield. Hello. Expired inspection stickers and a Delaware temporary paper registration obscured, Dan, here's a nice touch, by a tinted license plate holder. You know, is Delaware complicit in this stuff, by the way, and not checking things out? Now, let's break this down. All of these people, all seven, are from Philadelphia. What are the odds they're driving around Philadelphia and would be right now with this and not being stopped? And why? The driving equity bill, which still lingers in the courts in defiance of the rest of the state. How many things do you need to be pulled over? And this constant, these temporary paper tags that are Delaware related in this situation. So look, thank God no one was killed in this. But I think one of the reasons the state police gave chase are some of the factors I just gave you, rather than they just stole one item and took off. Now, I haven't seen people criticizing the state police yet. Give them time in Philadelphia. Did these young people have to die? We'll hear and all the rest of it. Thank God no innocent person was harmed in this. But it's just another example of what the suburbs are facing. And you know what I've said the suburbs have to do, but they're cowards, many of them. There are exceptions. They have to come together, a big summit, and they have to make statements that this is due to Philadelphia mainly, Larry Krasner, and then take what action they're going to do in retaliation against Philadelphia. Some of them have said, no, we're not sending our people in to help you. If you have a riot and all, you're on your own. That's what they all ought to say. And I say that because I like Sherelle Parker a lot. I like the police commissioner a lot. But what else do you do with Krasner? Now, Dan, the police commissioner is going to be on right on my right Thursday.
Yep, we're going to have him for a good chunk of time in person on Thursday.
In person, in studio, the police commissioner, half hour to an hour, we're told. We'll see whatever he can do that day. And we'll take your questions. I think, you know, here's your chance. And I am very supportive of what they've done so far. We're going to see more in Kensington. They're building up on it. So what I'm saying is it's not Kenny and Outlaw anymore. This is world class beyond those two. It's still Krasner. Did the suburbs not get this? Did they just, I guess people in the suburbs say, well, what are we going to do here? It's Philadelphia. There's nothing we can do. Well, you're local out there in Ambler. That was the CVS the other night, two CVSs. The situation with the Target in Gloucester Township, and certainly this one in Concord Township, they have to come together and say, we have to take action. Now, is Krasner going to relent to that? No, not necessarily. But remember, it's incrementalism and the buildup towards the next election cycle with Krasner, who is running again, we're told. Otherwise, you're going to continue to have, is this state trooper wrong? Now, it's under investigation. They always put it under investigation. They're on desk duty or whatever they do. We still haven't gotten the state trooper who did the right thing in Philadelphia, if you remember, with that couple, one of whom said she was an official in the Parker administration, when they're driving along with all kinds of violations, and he stopped them on the side of 676. So it looks like the state police are stepping up, taking over some of the roles of others here. That's a good thing. They ought to be supported in this. But boy, you talk about dicey. 110 miles an hour. You know, we were on the side of the angels as this was going on, that nobody innocent was killed in this. And then there would have been an outcry. So do you say, let them continue to get away? Well, that's what Philadelphia says, the driving equity bill. We're not going to stop you, essentially. Every time I see those paper license plates, the odds, what, you know, and this one, Dan, the nerve to have put a tinted shield over it.
Right.
To protect it. Yeah. Calling attention, saying that. And seven people.
Like, what's the point? Why? There's no defense of it.
Well, I guess they don't want to get it wet, the temporary license plate or something. You know, get another one. And seven people piled into a Taurus to go off in this. You know what they were going to do? They were all going to storm the store at once and think they'd get away with it. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Hit us on the side question today. Something that you think would be a great thing in kind of a fun moot court operation. And the defense has cross-examined David Pecker today. You know, the New York case is not coming down to anything that I can hang my hat on that is policy-related as much as it's coming down on who's on that jury in the end. The main case yesterday was the immunity case, because that's the big one. That gets at the so-called insurrection case. What's going to happen is the Supreme Court, probably on the last day of the court session in June, they're going to say, hey, go back to the lower court. There is presidential immunity from criminal prosecution if it's an official act. Now, let's separate out what's an official act and what is a personal act. And that's exactly where they should land. President's not a king, but we're not going to allow presidents to have to worry about being persecuted by mobs of Democrats after they're out of office. That's what they want to do. They're mobs. Look at the mobs out there at Penn now and St. Joe's, etc. They know nothing about what's going on in Israel. They're essentially taking the side of Hamas and others. And they're continuing to have a good time. And one weak college president after another goes along with it. Wait a minute. Biden was on Stern?
Apparently.
Well, wait a minute. Whoa, stop the press.
Yeah, some great stuff coming out too, Dom.
And yeah, I know you are a fact checker.
I learned a lot. And I made a lot of friends.
Did you ever save anyone's life when you were a lifeguard? Was anyone ever drowning?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, well, half a dozen times.
Okay.
Is it? I don't know.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah?
He was on today, you're saying? I think it's fake because Stern doesn't work on a Friday here.
Well, Fox News, Biden tells Howard Stern he's happy to debate Trump.
Well, I did see that.
Yeah, The Hill, about, 2 hours ago, Biden joins Howard Stern for a live interview. Yeah, that's...
All right, you know, let me just make a quick point here, and this is all hands on deck for this. I don't care if you're operating nuclear machinery. You have a dispensation to listen right now on the call. We'll play you some of that. Well, Dan, that's good enough for me. And the point is this. This is Howard Stern. He's not a clown because he's not even funny anymore. In the tank more than he's ever been. He wants to be taken seriously. He hates Trump. I'm sure, Dan, he couldn't even come up with a softball for Biden.
Well, no, he's got tons of softballs.
Well, no. I mean, it couldn't be soft enough for him.
Hey, Joe, did you ever watch Jimmy Kimmel Live?
Thank you.
Listen, have you ever had somebody steal your material like they steal mine?
All right.
I'm here on a Friday, Robin. When's that ever happened?
He comes in for a Friday.
That's not unusual, though. It depends on, like, I know there have been times on the Stern Show where if he's doing an interview and they can only do it at a certain time, he'll come in at a certain time. I know that happened with Madonna, and it happened with Hillary.
Yeah.
They could only do it at a certain time.
Okay, but my point is this guy, Dan, is beneath contempt. For anybody that was a Stern fan and trying to hang on, right? Man, I may have to call up Andy Bloom on Monday, Dan, after this. You brought him to Philadelphia.
Well, here's the thing. And with the problem is, Dom, and I have to tell you this.
Okay.
Howard is going to interview Joe Biden.
All right. Gotcha.
I don't know if you're going to debate your opponent.
I am somewhere. I don't know when. I'm happy to debate him.
I
got put in that 10 most eligible bachelor's list.
Because you were a United States Senator. You were a catch.
And a lot of lovely women, but... women would send very salacious pictures, and I'd just give them to the Secret Service. I thought somebody would think of it.
There's more to it, too, Dom.
My God. You know what, Dan? It's not... Now, he is the President of the United States, so that's a consideration of which one is more despicable here, Biden or Stern. I got to vote with Stern here. I have not seen someone sink this low to do what? Just to get back at Trump? Is that what it is? And how does anybody... Yeah, that's right, buddy. How does anybody still listen to Howard Stern, Dan, do you think?
I don't know. I don't know who's still listening. I feel like people are listening because they still have a yearning for what was.
Yeah.
But it's not what it is anymore.
Dumb Giordano. Dummy Giordano.
That turned me... Well, all those writers, Dan, all those people you know there, and Robin and all that, that's the best they did to me. And I really went after him. He wanted to be taken seriously. This
right,
is
here's,
not...
Here's Dom Giordano talking about me, the guy next door. The good guy next door.
Hey, at least I'm not sucking up to Joe Biden, who's demented and shouldn't be president.
I don't know if you're going to debate your opponent.
I am somewhere. I don't know where. I'm happy to debate him.
Are you? Let's get it going,
Joe. Let's get it going, Joe. All right, we have more. This is not made
very
up.
Salacious pictures, not...
And I still think this is like, you know, April Fool's on a national level that something
is this
happened.
One of
here.
His impressionists coming in?
Yeah, one of his impressionists came in, and everybody's been hoodwinked. You're usually overly vigilant on this stuff, so I trust you on this.
It's 2024, though. It doesn't put it past me to have Stern have Biden drop in. Oh, DNC comes a ring, and I'm sure we can schedule that tomorrow, guys. Let's get it in as quickly as possible. And I'm going to come in on a Friday, which I hardly ever do, to appease you guys. Total Howard Stern in 2024.
Can you imagine? It's almost the summer. If it were like a summer Friday, Stern coming in.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Man, I wonder how he avoided the traffic from the Hamptons. Usually he's out there by this time,
well,
I think.
Well, Biden is in New York tying up traffic, not seeing the demonstrations or the cops stand, and he's there for Michael Douglas, and who says he's as sharp as a tack, and to take around $20 million out of town. So I think this is legitimate. All right, we'll play you a little bit more of this intriguing interview. I wonder if they discuss nuclear proliferation or anything here.
Oh, no, none of that, Dom. We're talking about state scoring in football and salacious pictures from women.
Yeah, what are the odds on that? And being arrested, being on the porch with a black family in a civil rights demonstration. What porch? Was it Corn
and
Pop there?
I looked
there?
At my mom, I said, honey, you haven't said anything. She said, Joey, let me remember... True story. So remember when they were desegregating Linfield, the neighborhood, and it was, 70 homes built at one suburbia? And I told you, and there was a black family moving in, and there was people were down there protesting. I told you not to go down there, and you went down. Remember that? And you came, got arrested, be standing on the porch with a black family.
Right.
And they brought you back, the police. And I said, yeah, Mom, I remember that.
Oh, my God. Where is Stern? Who took over the body of Howard Stern? More in a big 1 o'clock hour here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.